You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We've got some damn good TV coming up.
Pam's gonna hit the dam.
And today's show is out of this world.
I'm an alien. I'm here to kill everyone.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, January 26th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. After an explosive backlash, Bravo has fired Salt Lake City housewife Jenny Wen. Last week, some racist posts that Wen had shared on her Facebook page, which has since been deactivated, resurfaced, prompting criticism from fans as well as statements from some of her castmates and other Bravo stars. On Tuesday, the network tweeted a statement that it, quote, has ceased filming with Jenny Wen and she will no longer be a cast member of the show. Wen was a new addition to the cast in its second season, which is currently airing. She had already begun filming the third. Wen's posts have been disparaging of the Black Lives Matter movement. On Thursday, she posted an apology to her Instagram, saying, quote, I want to acknowledge and apologize for my deleted Facebook post from 2020 that resurfaced today. At the time, I thought I was speaking out against violence, but I have since learned how offensive and hurtful my words were. I regret those posts and am sincerely sorry for the pain they caused. So long, Sarah Seidel. Georgia Fox on Tuesday announced via Twitter that she will not be reprising her beloved role for the second season of CSI Vegas. CBS has already ordered a second season of the reboot, which reunited Fox with William Peterson, her longtime co-star on the original CSI franchise. Peterson is not expected to appear in season two, though he remains an executive producer. Percy Jackson is getting another shot at the screen. Author Rick Riordan has been hinting for the past 2 years that a new adaptation of his beloved YA mythology book series could be coming to Disney+. And on Tuesday, the House of Mouse made it official with a full series order for Percy Jackson and the Olympians. Riordan himself will write the series pilot alongside John Steinberg, with James Bobin directing. Casting is underway. And Disney has responded to Peter Dinklage's pointed criticism of the studio's forthcoming live-action remake of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. In a statement to EW, a studio spokesperson said, quote, "To avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film, we're taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community. We look forward to sharing more as the film heads into production after a lengthy development period." Dinklage addressed the new Snow White film during a recent appearance on Mark Maron's WTF podcast. While he praised the movie for being progressive in casting a Latina actress, West Side Story's Rachel Zegler, as Snow White, he blasted the makers for leaning on a, quote, "fucking backwards story about dwarfs." For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. All right, it is time to open a portal to today's top three picks, starting with number three, Astrid and Lily Save the World. The new sci-fi series follows two teenage BFFs who are outcasts at their high school, but lead a secret life as monster hunters. One night, after their classmates' bullying goes too far, the girls accidentally open a portal to another dimension, unleashing a horde of creepy and quirky creatures upon the world. With help from their guide Brutus, some new superpowers, and a magic oboe, they'll have to defeat the monsters, save the world, and become the badass heroes they were meant to be. If they can survive the horrors of high school, that is. Here's a preview.
A portal to another dimension was open. End of the world type thing. You are the only ones who can close it.
Wait, what? How are we supposed to save the world? I'm not good at being a teenager. I'm not good at anything.
have something that no one else does.
Me too.
Let's do this.
Be on the lookout and trust no one.
Great, I trust everyone.
There's a reason you were chosen to do this.
I guess we're monster hunters now.
I'm gonna get so much ass, it's gonna be freaky.
Buffy fans should get a real kick out of this one. Just a regular kick, not an ass kick. You can see Astrid and Lily save the world, or at least start to, tonight at 10 on Sci-Fi.
Number two.
Up next at bat is our number two pick, Batwoman. Our hero's hands are full this week as she juggles Jada's demands, a new romantic entanglement, and, of course, the new alliance between Poison Mary and Poison Ivy. With Mary's power only increasing and the OG Ivy back at full strength, Batwoman will once again face a race against time to save the city as the two villains plot to drown the industrial district of Gotham City. Here's a clip from the episode.
You know what that is?
Gotham Dam. Toured it on a fourth grade field trip.
Let me guess. You learned that it supplies power to over half the industry in Gotham and saves the city money. Did they also tell you that it's responsible for the extinction of an entire species of fish? Dried out riverbeds? Eroded farmlands?
To be honest, I wasn't really paying attention.
No one is. And then we wake up in 50 years and our planet is dead because we killed it.
What are we doing here?
I wanted to show my passion project. This dam feeds into Gotham's industrial district.
The factory that killed your brother.
One of them. But there are dozens more doing the exact same thing, finding loopholes and regulations, no consequences. Mary. I brought you here because I was hoping you would help me, help Mother Nature, drown Gotham's industry in her tears.
Oh, well, those might not be the only tears flowing in tonight's episode, but that's all we are going to say about that for now. Catch Batwoman on the CW tonight at 9 o'clock. It's trivia time. Which of these actresses has not played a version of Poison Ivy at some point? Uma Thurman, Lake Bell, or Christina Hendricks? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Greetings, Earthlings! Our calculations have led us to believe that our number one pick is the season premiere of Resident Alien. The Sci-Fi Network's self-proclaimed murder mystery doctor dramedy is back. Harry, the resident alien himself, is catching feelings for the friends he's made after he crash-landed on Earth last season. He's now abandoned his initial plan to eradicate all humans and instead now wants to protect them, especially his friend Asta. They embark on a trip to New York City where Harry finally finds someone he can call family. And back in the small town of Patience, Sheriff Mike and Deputy Liv are still working to solve a murder mystery that's haunting the area. Here's a preview.
Something going on around here.
I just don't like secrets.
What are you keeping from me?
I think an alien erased our memory.
You think police work is a joke, huh? You think this is a game? What you think, I got Willy Wonka tattooed on my ass like it's a chocolate factory?
My people are coming to kill everyone.
You have to do something about this.
You're an alien.
Phone home.
I love New York. People just run around like chickens with their heads cut off.
You have no idea who you are dealing with.
I think we might have gotten off on the wrong foot.
Now this shit's getting weird.
Safe to say there's still plenty of UFO knows headed our way on the new season of Resident Alien. You can catch the season premiere on Sci-Fi tonight at 9. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question, which of these actresses has not played a version of DC villain Poison Ivy at some point? Uma Thurman, Lake Bell, or Christina Hendricks? Don't be too mad, man, if you didn't get this one. The answer is Christina Hendricks. Thurman played Poison Ivy in 1997's Batman and Robin, while Bell voices the character on HBO Max's animated Harley Quinn series. Well, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
This episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina and Callie Shepp, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shane and Naomi Crockmall.